Hear the words of our text recorded in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 34. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gate, waiting at the posts of my door. In the name of Jesus, dear Christian friends, take heed, therefore, how ye hear. As emphasis is being given to the importance of effective preaching, sometimes the hearer, the role of the hearer, is overlooked. We recognize the value of the preacher knowing his audience, of his preaching to their needs, reaching to the people from the pulpit. But the hearer also has an obligation. As he listens to the word of God preached to him in this two-way conversation, there should be a listener response. Happy is everyone that hears, watches, and waits on the Lord, says our text. But we heard the Lord himself say, in the lesson read to you a few moments ago from the lectern, that not everyone who hears really hears, because their ears are dull of hearing. They hear, yet they do not hear, neither do they understand. That paradox seems a bit difficult to understand at first, and yet it can have much meaning for us as we recognize that not at all times are we the preachers, but we are also hearers. And it is difficult for us to really give our full, undivided attention on that which is being said. So then, let us just for a few moments this morning consider the importance and blessing of hearing the word of God attentively, recognizing that through the Holy Spirit, we are not only able to hear, but can understand and are then moved to action. It is not uncommon that people in a heterogeneous group such as a congregation is, will exhibit many kinds of listening habits. There are many reasons for bad listening habits. Some are so occupied with the business of the day, with all of the things that they have heard in this world, that when they want to give time to hear God's word, the Lord doesn't have free access to his ears. And they do not hear, neither do they understand. Other people are physically so tired that mentally they are not alert. They have a hard time hearing. Semantics sometimes gets in the way. People hear, but they don't understand. You know, our Lord Jesus Christ, the master preacher, knew his audience. He knew when he had people who would not be able to hear nor understand. And he used what we call today a device, a technique to capture their attention. He says, I spoke to them in parables. And you and I, too, use illustrations, analogies, in order to clarify a point that we have made, so that people not only hear, but understand. There are many types of bad listeners, but not all listening need be bad if it can be controlled. In this electronic age, A word is being used, especially in the recording of stereophonic sounds, binaural. Some of you who have a stereophonic set recognize the importance of the placement of two speakers so that you hear with your two ears that sound as it was actually recorded. I would like to use that word and say that in listening, there can be a type of binaural attention. When you have that, first of all, and primarily, you are listening to what is being said, the message, and the whole message. But subconsciously, you are also observant of voice technique, gestures, anything that a speaker does to underline or underscore that which is being said. If these observances become distractions, then the speaker, the preacher, should become aware that this is not effective preaching. Blessed is the man that heareth me, says our text. I think that we here in this audience are truly blessed because of the many privileges that we have to hear the word of God. And I only want to call attention to something that was emphasized yesterday. The greater the privilege, the greater the obligation. But wait a minute, you say, what is good listening then? Who is the best listener? It seems to me that the person who comes to hear the word of God, humbly acknowledging that he is a sinner and that he needs to hear and understand so that he may be moved to proper action, that of a Christian life, that is a good listener. This person who not only wants to hear, but he finds it absolutely necessary to hear, realizes that it is because of his sin and the sins of the whole world that Christ our Savior suffered, died, and rose again. And so this good listener wants to hear over and over again that glorious message of salvation that God, revealed in Christ, offers to all believers. Scripture asks us to hear with attentive ears, paying attention to that which is spoken. And it also asks us to hear with obedient ears, reducing to practice that which we hear. Blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at the gate, waiting at the doors, at the posts of my doors. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. And may we not only hear, listen attentively, but that in keeping it, we let it show forth in our daily lives. Take heed, therefore, how ye hear. Amen. Let us pray. O most merciful God, who wilt have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, grant, we beseech thee, that by thy preaching of thy gospel, we may be made wise unto salvation. Keep us mindful by thy Holy Spirit of
all the salutary doctrine here set forth. Enlighten our understanding. Control our will. Sanctify our affections. Let thy word be a light unto our path, that neither the pleasures nor the cares nor the honors of this life turn away our thoughts from the life which is to come. And enable us with pure hearts and minds to follow thee, the only true God. Grant that all who are in error, or in doubt, or in temptation, may be enlightened by thy holy word with the sure and certain knowledge of thy truth, and that all who live in sin may be led to repentance. Regard in tender compassion those called to suffer heavy afflictions, those who are sick, those departing this life. And let them experience the rich comfort of thy quick and powerful word. We commit ourselves and all our fellow men to thy fatherly care and benediction. Be gracious unto us, and do not withdraw thy saving help from us. Defend us by thy power, and direct us by thy spirit, that we may daily increase in grace and in the knowledge of our only Redeemer, until we shall have our perfect bliss and consummation in thine eternal and everlasting glory. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Grace of God, the union of the Holy Ghost, and the love of Jesus abide with us.